Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As I was saying, the Central Committee of the Wyoming Republican Party voted to censure Liz Cheney, one of the finest members of the House of Representatives that they have, that the Republican Party has. Wyoming only has about 600,000 people, but under the Constitution and under the law, every state gets at least one member of Congress and two senators, no matter what, no matter how low their population sinks. So a state like California has between 35 million and maybe 40 million people, and they have well over 50 congressmen, but they only have two senators for that many people. Wyoming has two senators for 600,000 people, and those two senators represent two electoral votes. And that's why you have small states, in effect, standing up against the larger states with much smaller populations. With much smaller populations, they're able to stand up against the larger states. So these characters out there go against Liz Cheney. She doubled down. She did something the other day that took a lot of guts, just as much as voting to impeach Donald Trump. She went further. She said Donald Trump should be prosecuted criminally for what happened on January 6th. And her reasoning is sound. In addition to everything else that you've read, that you've seen on video, she pointed out something that people have generally overlooked, that Trump continued to attack Mike Pence on Twitter even after the attack had begun. So in other words, these guys are up there with horns and fur. They're up there with guns. A lot of them had guns. They're up there with knives, lead pipes, poles. One used a spear. They punctured a guy, a cop. The jabbing out of the eye was another one. They stabbed him with a pole, another guy, cop. And this crowd, looking at their tweets, his tweets, see him continuing to attack Mike Pence. So when you heard hang Mike Pence, that was being stimulated by Donald Trump after the attack had started to occur, Now, Mike Pence was in serious danger up there. And the odd thing about it is Mike Pence was the biggest sycophant. He was the biggest supporter of Donald Trump in the world. He'd stand there and Trump would say crazy stuff. Remember the coronavirus hearings, he'd say, or the briefings, he'd go, Trump would go, you know, why don't we inject some kind of bleach into ourselves? What about hydroxychloroquine? And Pence would just stand there, never, ever, ever disagreed with him, ever, never criticized him. And what Trump got angry at is at the very end, Trump said, you're the guy who's supposed to announce the electoral votes. And Pence said, yeah. And he said, you can announce anything you want. So why don't you announce that we won all these states and then you can be vice president for four more years. And Pence said, look, this is ceremonial. You could get a celebrity. It's like the Oscars. The guy that announces the Oscars doesn't go, well, this says that so-and-so got best picture, but I think this other one got best picture. That doesn't work that way. There's an Oscar committee that votes, and they decide. And here the voters decided, and secretaries of state and governors certified it. So Pence said, you know, I'm just ceremonial. You don't need me. You could have the clerk of the House or the Senate do it. You could have the sergeant at arms do it. You could bring in a movie actor to do it. Trump got very angry at him and kept attacking him in front of the mob who was saying, hang Mike Pence. Because they don't know that Mike Pence couldn't do anything. They don't know that he had simply a ceremonial role. You had Donald Trump saying that Mike Pence could do it and let's see whether he does what he's supposed to do. Now, you may think a lot of these people are dumb as a bag of rocks. No, they're not dumb as a bag of rocks. They're good people, by and large. innately, some of them anyway, a lot of them were not, a lot of them were proud boys and a lot of them were militia and that kind of thing. But some of the people that showed up in MAGA hats were Trump supporters who believed what he had to say. Some of them, a minority of them, but some of them. And if you have the big man saying that Mike Pence is standing in the way, and you have Lou Dobbs, and you have Fox News, and you have Newsmax all saying the same thing, and you never hear or read anything else, you know, you might believe it. And they were prepared to murder him. Well, Liz Cheney, to her credit, said Trump should be criminally prosecuted for that. And here's the thing. Liz Cheney, in the year 2022, is up for re-election to the House. And there's already people announced against her in a primary. I will predict, and it's a, I will predict that she may give some thought to running for the Republican nomination for president in 2024. And I will predict that she may be asked at least to be on the ticket as the VP candidate on the Republican ticket in 2024. But that's going to depend on whether she can get reelected in 2022. So we'll see. Wyoming only has 600,000 people, Republican state, but it's an American state. Guys in the military with us from Wyoming, good sailors, good soldiers, fair people. Can they get around Fox and Newsmax, and can they get around the Republican machine, the information, disinformation machine? So stand by. And Liz Cheney's only one. Remember, Adam Kinzinger down in Illinois was censured by one of the parties, LaSalle County Republican Party down there in his district. Ben Sasse of Nebraska, there's a consideration of censuring him by the Nebraska Republican Party, and he's pushed back. Yeah, I'll say this about Ben Sasse. I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but there's Nebraska, you know, and he pushes back and he says, hey, we're America. We have the peaceful transfer of power. Somebody won an election. I didn't like it. I voted for Trump. A lot of you voted for Trump. So what? So what? Try harder next time. Different candidate. He's pushing back. So pay a lot of attention to all of the races of the people that voted to impeach Donald Trump. But what Sasse did, there wasn't an impeachment vote at that time, but it was whether or not to dismiss the impeachment articles, and he voted no. So same thing. Take a good look at Wyoming with Liz Cheney. Take a good look at Nebraska with Ben Sasse. Take a good look at Illinois with Adam Kinzinger. If all of them win, the Republican Party maybe has been restored to some sanity. If all of them lose, we have a real problem going forward, and we're going to have a real piece of work nominated as a Republican 2024. If it's a mixed bag, we're down in South Carolina, that guy who stood tall, conservative Republican in South Carolina. I mean, that took a lot of guts. If he wins or loses, it's going to make a big difference. It's a mixed bag. We're going to have to read the tea leaves. We're going to have to read the tea leaves. But that's the state of the Republican Party right now, in a full-blown case of civil war. And the sad thing is that these central committees in these states, the activists, the people that go to the fundraisers, the people that man the phones, the people that wear funny hats at the convention, have a good time, those people are starting to line up for Donald Trump. And it's hard to believe, but that's what they are doing. That's what they are doing. Coming to a break, the lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.